Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Bradford Becker, and we welcome you as we continue our 23rd year of broadcasting. Tonight, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 898. Our guest this evening is Davey Allen. Davey is a versatile songwriter, musician, and artist who's played music professionally for the past 20 years, the last six with his band Davey and the Midnights, one of the hardest working Americana bands out there. Since 2021, the band has called Indianapolis, Indiana home. It should come as no surprise that Davey also has his own thing where he sings his songs solo, sometimes accompanying himself on piano, sometimes on guitar. Tonight he does the latter, and I can't say how pleased we are to have a chance to spend an evening with him on these terms. We're so glad to have you with us for this special, intimate acoustic evening of music and conversation with Davey Allen.
Look into my eyes. Did we meet before? Past all space and time. In another look into my heart. Tell me, is it kind? Was it made to last? Does it beat in time? Look into my past. Did I learn a thing? Am I off the rails? Is it time for change? La da 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 la da 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 da. Come into my arms, rest your weary head, melt into my soul. La da 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 la da 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 da.
To WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Davey Allen, our guest this evening, has toured extensively over the years as a member of the San Francisco rock band The Stone Foxes with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eric Burdon, and also with Mike and Corey, the players who make up two-thirds of the Midnights trio. And Davey also likes to get out from time to time to share what he does on his own. In addition to his touring exploits, Davey has released 7 original albums. Ear to the Ground Music ranked his 2015 self-titled release as their number 15 album of the year. It's great to have you all with us tonight for an evening with our friend Davey Allen.
There's a bridge across the river to my home, where it leads, I did go. Now I'm here, but I can't stay. I'm tired and out of place. I'm going home for holiday. There'll be beer, there'll be hot wine, there'll be parties, and friends will arrive. My mother dear will prepare a fine meal, and I go home for holiday. Going home, going home, going home. Look out now, I'm going home. Cause here ain't quite the same. All the lovers play it in vain. If today were the day, I'd gladly be on my way to go home for a holiday. Going home, going home, going home. Look out now, I'm going home. Going home, going home, going home, going home. Going home, going home. Look out now, I'm going home. There's a bridge across the river to my home.
You're in Monticello growing up, and also playing some music by the time you're in your teen years?
I started playing the drums when I was 9 or 10, playing in church, singing in church, but professionally playing music like 16, 17.
You're doing that in Indiana. At what point do you and Abby, right?
Yep.
Together, Abby, yep, who's here, yep, decide that you're going to go to California?
I was in my mid-20s, kind of like the first half of my 20s was this whole compartment in itself, and it had been closed in, and I saw Abby for the first time in years, and we went on a date and reconnected right away, and she said, hey, by the way, in 3 weeks I'm moving to Los Angeles. And I said, maybe right in that moment I said, well, that'd be cool if I went too.
Am I invited?
Yeah, I kind of invited myself, I think. Yeah. She might have tried to uninvite me at some point.
And how far back do you and Abby go?
We knew each other in high school. She grew up in Los Angeles and then moved to small town Indiana. And that's where we met each other, in Indiana. And she, you know, it's a small rural school, but she was an artist. And there, you know, there weren't as many artists just because there's less kids. And I noticed that, oh, she's got talent. She's an artist. I noticed that. I remember that.
Is that one thing that attracted you to her?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always considered myself an entertainer. I could play and sing, and I could entertain, you know, people. I could make people smile, but I never considered it art. And I think she saw that I was an artist in some way and made me believe that I was an artist. She was an artist. I'm rapping on a window with tongue tied two-step.
Ain't it a process to unwind? Unbind my hatred to grow forgiveness. Breed a new dawn, breed a new day. Who will have my weakness? Who could ever have my pride? Who will have my shelter? I'll have yours. Have mine. Ooh. I'm flipping through the pages of a worn out story. Some say a tale is old as time, that I don't trust my instincts. I fail at speaking, often feel as if my well has run dry. Who would have my weakness? Have my pride? Who will have my shelter? I'll have yours if you have mine.
Describe driving across the desert at night, because this isn't something I've done before.
Well, I think the stillness is a big thing.
Do we have windows down?
Windows down. It's noisy, but yet it's still. And just the landscape, I didn't realize this is what it was at first, but I think the landscape, because it doesn't change for hundreds of years, there's no spring and fall and winter. It is just, it is how it is, and it will remain that way. Not to say there isn't change, you just have to look a little bit closer.
Yeah.
But just driving through at 80, 85 miles per hour, it's just static.
Are there places to stop, or you just have to make sure you have a full tank of gas?
There are a few places. I mean, it's expensive. They have a meter. It's like supposedly the hottest place in the world. I can't think of the name right now. But yeah, there's a few places to stop. The gas is rather expensive in those places. So it's better to have gas. Because if there's no traffic, it's about 4.5 hours. You can make it on a tank of gas. This is from Las Vegas, Old Town to South Bay, Los Angeles. Maybe the first time we were still living in Hollywood or something.
Do you remember the first time you drove to Los Angeles?
Well, the very first time I drove to Los Angeles was like 5 years before that. But the first time driving is like, I'm going to live here. Yeah, that was a whole different experience.
When I was a little boy, I never questioned what I knew. Never questioned right or wrong, and sang a simple child's song. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies. When I was a younger man, I held on to the hands of truth. The rocks of life were slowly crushed, and on sand alone my feet must walk. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies. When I was a working man, I loved so hard it broke my bones. When it's time for birds to fly, the broken man stays all alone. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies. And when I was an older man, my heart was black from blood red wine. Thought upon the little boy, them joys of life you leave behind. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies.
She's a visual artist.
Okay.
And she had, before I did, embraced the artist's lifestyle. I don't know what that means exactly, but, you know, to live as an artist.
Uh-huh. Was it also about living on sort of meager means being satisfied with that?
I think that's part of it. It doesn't mean that you can't be an artist if you have means or have means, but it's easier to be an artist if means are meager. You know?
Don't have the distraction of
exactly
choices.
Exactly. You get down to, like, right to the core of it. You see it better.
I think you already know. They said goodbye to rock and roll. Man, I think that's a trip. Whoa. Maybe they ran out of steam, rode the tracks but kept it clean. I think you know what I mean. Whoa, whoa. I think you already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know how it's gonna go. Come on, telephone wires, wrap me up with your desire. I think we'd make a good team. Whoa, whoa. Already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know how.
how it's gonna go. Oh no. I think you already know. They said goodbye to rock and roll. Man, I think that's a trip. Whoa, whoa. I think you already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know. Oh, oh, I think you already know. Oh, oh, I think you already know. Oh, oh, I think you already know. No, 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 I think you already know.
When the two of you decided you were going to go to California, for her, it was going back home. Did she still have some home there?
Yeah, we toured her old neighborhood. She lived in East Los Angeles growing up. Through our process of living there, especially early on, she was rediscovering Los Angeles on her own terms, probably.
Did you both go with the intent of living artists' lives there?
Yeah, she wanted to pursue a living as an artist, and I think that was my goal. She got into it right away. She found a job. She has a degree in art, and she found a job right away that was, you know, designing. And so she right away was making a living with her art.
Yeah.
And it took me a little bit longer, a few years.
What was the holdup? Making the contacts?
Making the contacts. Everybody wants to be a musician. I went with my guitar thinking I was going to find work as a guitar player, and I found out there are like way less keyboard players, or at least people that claim to be keyboard players. So when Abby's parents came to the visit for the first time, I said, please bring my keyboard. And, and I started getting a lot more work, which led to the Eric thing, because I was not a keyboard player before that.
I've dreamt upon her hair full of roses. I've caught the scent of her perfume in the air. I hear her laugh but turn to find another. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't relent. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? I spend my nights going bar to bar now, searching for things I know I will not find. For I've drank from the sweetest bottle. Now all the other spirits make me lose my mind. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like fire that never quits, this wild desire won't really end. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Well, like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't really end. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care?
Okay, this next one is called Ain't It a Shame. It's a story, pretty old story. It's about caring deeply for someone and realizing that maybe they don't feel the same. It's not reciprocated, which is a thing. And being able to gracefully handle that.
I've dreamt upon her hair full of roses. I've caught the scent of her perfume in the air. I hear her laugh, but turn to find another. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Ain't it a shame love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't really end. Ain't it a shame love someone who does not care?
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. We'll be right back.
Pine for them both day and night. Like fire that never quits, this wild desire won't really end. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Well, like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't relent. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care?
Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Pine for them both day and night. like a fire that never quits. This wild desire won't relent. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? I spend my nights going bar to bar now, searching for things I know I will not find. For I've drank from the sweetest bottle. Now all the other spirits make me lose my mind. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like fire that never quits, this wild desire won't relent. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Well, like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't. Shame to love someone who does not care. It's hard being young, it's harder being old, so I'm told, so someone might have said to me. Hindsight's always 20/20. What is all so funny is that you never saw past my front door. Oh, the games you play, they've got me running each and every way. Oh, I long to hold you tight. Come on over every single night. Got the letters that you wrote. Far away, but it's no joke. I'll be coming for you one of these days. When I arrive on the scene, I'll say hello and say where you've been, then we'll fall away into your bed. Oh, I'm coming there, so darling, wait and don't you fear. On the road to heaven's home, that's where you are and where I wanna go. Don't you cry and don't you weep, I'll be there within the week. We can laugh and dance and fight and fall. If I do it all again, make sure I didn't kick your head and I'd kiss you as we were lying in your bed. Look down your road, babe, I'm coming in to view today. Here to make you feel alright, coming over every single night. It's hard being young, it's harder being old, so I'm told, so someone might have said to me.
Tell the story about how it happened that you went from a guy carrying an acoustic guitar and all of a sudden getting a call from Eric Burden's management.
Getting keyboard work and was kind of putting it out there that I'm a keyboard player. And I got a gig playing with another guy from Indiana, Jonzo West, and his project. And the bass player in that band, Justin Andrus, also from Michigan City, Indiana, he has his hands in all kinds of different music in Los Angeles and just a really good hustler. I mean that in the best way. Like, he's always looking for work and always helping out friends to find work and survive and grow as musicians. He had been approached by someone else to be a part of Eric's band as a bass player. And at the time, it was going to be, you know, they had a keyboard player already lined up, and they had another guitar player and drummer and all this lined up, and it was just going to be Justin. And then some of the other members fell through, and they approached Justin, my friend from Michigan City, Indiana, and said, "Do you know any keyboard players?" And all of a sudden, I got an email from Eric's wife saying, "Hey, we got this Australian tour coming up. We don't have a band. Would you want to try out?" That's pretty much it. Start learning the songs. I think we learned 6 songs, and went to Ojai, California, and went to a studio, and Eric walked in with a coat that was up like this, and his hat was down. He came in with a toothpick in his mouth, just kind of eyeballing us. We did one song, and he just said, "Let's go to Australia." And that was pretty much it.
How long did that ride last?
I think 5 or 6 years, and then COVID happened. The last gig we played was February the 22nd. 2020, and there had been plans, you know, we were going to go all over, but it was what it was, and then it allowed me to easily transition into the Midnights thing.
Up all night waiting for my cows to come home. Up all night waiting for my cows to come home. There's chaos in the kitchen, there's a ruckus in the room. My clothes are coming off, but I might be leaving soon. Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. Papa's in the backyard, talking about them Capitol Blues. Pop all in the backyard talking about them Capitol Blues. He said, "We the people this." I said, "We the people that." "Come a little closer, Papa. I'm gonna show you where it's at." Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. We've been doing some teasing. No teasing, I ain't believing. And anything I hear, see, say, touch, feel. Children in the front yard watching their world on fire. Children in the front yard watching their world on fire. The flames are getting high, but the mother doesn't blink. She leans a little closer and starts talking about her kinks. Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. Waiting for my cows to come home. I've been waiting on my calf to come home.
Did Eric have a part in sort of setting the tone for the band, or was that somebody else's work, and did he just sort of arrive to perform?
I thought it would be the latter, that he would just show up and perform, and it really wasn't that. He was looking for a band experience. He was looking to hang out with us. I don't want to speak for him, but I think that he realizes that the music that you make, that the things that come out of the band are heavily influenced by, you know, the hangs beforehand, the trust that you have with one another on stage, and it's hard to do those things if you're only showing up just to sing and just to go.
Huh.
Come out of the trees, you're dead. Is not with me. You're loyal man. It makes it hard to understand. Oh, but now it's becoming clear. The fight you fought for nearly 30 years, well, it was all in your head. You survived, the other three are dead. Goodbyes to the jungle from which you terrorized. Well, it's hard to walk down the mountainside when you don't trust a single man alive. But now it's becoming clear the fight you fought for nearly 30 years, well, it was all in your head. You survived, the other three are dead. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's sad, so sad ever part. But it's time for real life to start. We were all older now, but still young at heart. So let real life start. Real life start. Real life start. Real life start. Real life start.
Explain how you and Beck co-write.
Oh, yeah. So this actually is a big thing. I'm not going to play the song today, but I have this new song that the Midnights play called Rebel.
I saw you crossed it out.
I crossed it out. Yeah, I played it. I was like, you know what? I don't think it makes sense with me, just me and a guitar. In the past, really bad at co-writing. I freeze up. I don't know why. Maybe I just haven't done it with someone that I trust enough. Co-writing has been hard for me with other people. So I'm trying this new thing where I have a notebook, and I sit in the room with Beck, and he sits up on the chair right next to me, and I look at him, and I try to figure out what he's thinking about. I imagine what he's thinking about. And this one particular song was, he was really pissed off about the dog that's now living across the street. We were sitting there and he was like, kept hearing the dog bark. But I think maybe he likes the dog or wants to be, you know, like, because he's seen the dog and he like wagged his tail and like excited. But sometimes when the dog starts barking, he's like, so the other dog across the street is the rebel. And Beck's kind of a little jealous of the attitude of the other dog. I'm co-writing with dogs.
Yeah, right.
I'll get up early in the morning, go to the kitchen to make us coffee. Ain't it nice here, just us two? Fry a couple legs, I can't afford the bacon. Life's real tough and the price keeps raising. Don't know how we're gonna make it through. Get a little pup, call him Wavy Gravy. Drink cheap wine and call each other baby. Don't that sound like me and you? Drive through the desert all damn night, watching you sleep as the sun rises. Don't that sound like me and you? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. I'll pick you up on the edge of St. Louis. You make it easy how you see straight through me. Just about nothing gonna get by you. Then I find out it ain't worth faking. You love me through all bad seasons. I guess I know how we'll make it through. Get a little pup, call him Wavy Gravy. Drink cheap wine and call each other baby. Don't that sound like me and you? Drive through the desert all damn night, watching you sleep as the sun rises. Don't that sound like me and you? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Yeah, little pup, call him Wavy Gravy. Drink cheap wine and call each other baby. Don't that sound like me and you? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Yes, it do.
Growing up in Indiana, I saw these signs that said, "The Trail of Death." And I saw these signs and I did not know exactly what that was. To my knowledge, it was not covered in the curriculum, at least when I was in school. And it was later in life that I at least paid attention or knew what it was. And it was the forced moving of the Potawatomi Indians from northern Indiana to Kansas and then eventually Shawnee, Oklahoma. It was like really tough to read and to understand or try to understand, you know, the reality of those people. It's a song I just do a cappella.
There is a trail of death. There is a trail of death from the village of Twin Lakes. There is a trail of death. I can hear Menominee. I can hear Menominee through the rivers and the pines. In death, as in life, their death is my shame. Their death is my shame. Murdered by swine like me, their death is my shame. There is a trail of death. There is a trail of death from the village of Twin Lakes. There is a trail of death.
What did you learn as a person, as a player, in the experience of traveling, you know, going from playing more local music, local acts, to playing professionally?
It was everything to do with all the things but music. I thought it was so much about playing your instrument well and playing well, you know, playing in the live in the moment, which all those things are important, but I think there's so many other things that are important professionally for a working professional musician, being on time is the biggest one.
There's a voice in the dark that calls to him, speaking in tongues of love. Oh, come to me now, if I only knew how sweet angels carry me home. He blazed his way through the Cumberland Gap, through the hills that fell like fire. Oh, long hunting Danny was finding sanctuary in the land of the native sons. Life ain't always as it seems. Sometimes I fall to my knees. When I find sleep, she comes to me in my dreams. There's a silence in the air no soul should bear, eats him from the inside out. Rivers turn to seas, they cut him to his knees and make him one of their own. Now he's set to roam this wilderness home, now to the ends of the sun. You can hear him still out among the hills in the land, the native sons. Life ain't always as it seems. Sometimes I fall to my knees. When I find sleep, she comes me in my dreams. There's a long dark path our feet must walk. Ain't no light to shine the way. Throwing devil stones in a land unknown, hoping mercy, wanting grace. Throwing devil stones in a land unknown, hoping mercy, wanting grace.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
Well, there are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Davy Allen, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you, too, for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and future programs. We're on the web, of course, at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the evening, I think Davy has one more tune to play for us. All right.
I've been waiting on my days to come. This railroad son, this railroad son. I've been waiting for my tides to change. On this railroad, babe. On this railroad, babe. Where the tracks go on forever. And they will never cease. Last time we stopped, it was 1962. You see, back then, Mississippi was still looking blue. My hands through her hair. She's just like sand. She's just like sand. The whole damn South is rising against me now. My world's gone mad. My world's gone mad. Where the tracks go on forever, and they will never cease. Last time they stopped, it was 1962. You see, back then, Mississippi was still looking blue.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.